similar to my age, and it's going, going, going. You know, you get up 5 o'clock in the morning, go all day long, you get tired. See, we'd get out and take a walk, maybe a half a mile, or eat or anything. And then when I'd get back on the bus, of course, I'd miss the views. But you don't see too much on them highways anyway. And I'd sit quiet and I'd take a good old nap, you know, just be quiet and I'd take a nap. When we hit the next spot, I'd be ready to go again. I had rested up. And that's why I kept up with them like that.
Somebody you can't hear well is getting a little...
hard of hearing.
If you can't hear at all, you say he's...
he's deaf.
Now, your husband's been working out in the sun a lot. He comes in and takes his wet shirt off and he says, look how I...
sweat. Look at how hot it was hot today.
Yeah, look how much I...
sweat.
In the sun.
Yeah.
And then the folks used to get a lot of these things anywhere they would rub, you know, that would make a what? On your neck, you'd get a
blister or a...
or something.
Whelp or...
a head in it. A whelp.
A whelp. A whelp was like a blister. It just...
would have anything in it?
No. No, it just... a blister would make water in it if it blistered hard enough. You know, it makes... like water under the skin.
Mm-hmm.
Blister. Sun and blister, you are...
when, this hot. Would be an infection of some sort, you know?
Oh, you don't mean the boil?
Yeah.
That ain't going out in the sun. That's bad. That's having something in your blood, bad blood or something. Infections.
You had to drain out all the...
all the pus out of it, all the matter, foreign matter, you call it, I believe, is the way they use the expression.
You
put a poultice on it, or
a bee stung me in my hand.
Swollen up.
It's still pretty badly.
It's badly swollen, but
if it's not infected,
it'll just unswell and pass away.
Now, in a war, if a bullet goes through a man, they'd take him back to have the doctor look at the bullet.
The wound.
And now kind of a skinless growth that would grow in a wound. Sometimes they'd have to clean it out with alum. It wouldn't clear up well. It'd be a white granular type of substance might form around the edge. Any kind of flesh that would have to be burned out of?
Proud flesh. The old folks used to call it proud flesh. You did burn it with alum. You don't hear that no more though. But
what did you put on a cut? You had
iodine.
They call that what else?
Iodine or
monkey blood.
Monkey blood.
Yeah, okay.
Iodine was monkey blood though. Mercurochrome, they call it monkey blood, not iodine.
What did they give for malaria?
A quinine.
Now, somebody, an old man died and nobody liked him, they'd say. I'm glad he finally...
kicked off.
Somebody would be dead a week and they wouldn't know what they...
liked. Died from?
Yeah. They'd bury him in the...
cemetery?
Or they, if it was small, they'd call it out in the church would be a...
churchyard, I guess. Church, cemetery, church, graveyard.
Okay.
I don't know.
Did you ever see one that was out in the woods somewhere? Just a family would have their own little...
yeah, we got one from an old lady. Old lady I told you about, she's buried under the pecan trees right back of that plant out there. And there's a couple, two or three other people buried with out there.
Ooh, it's just a little burying?
Yeah, just where she chose to be buried. On her old place when she died.
They used to bury them in a, what would they bury them in?